Welcome back. It's another episode of Afternoon Delight. It's Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor. Happy Wednesday. I got great news.
What's that, buddy?
Today is the Regents Pro-Am, and Auburn football does not have a coach playing in it.
Alabama does.
How good does that make you feel?
I don't think the guy's not, he's legit telling the truth when he says he doesn't play golf.
He doesn't even have a gin number. Like, he doesn't even have a...
Oh, you've looked him up. You've stalked him.
A gin registered. No, I mean, that's – I don't know if he, like, deleted it or he's never had one. He did say in this press conference his wife is, like, an elite golfer.
Yeah.
He's not playing. Steven's playing. No big deal. Like, this is all a joke. I don't really care. But I just think it's funny. On the other hand, there was just the Peach Bowl classic thing with all the college coaches, and guess who's playing in it? Hugh Freeze is in it. I saw a thread on a message board that said Hugh Freeze has no shame. It's like, well, at this point, what else is he going to do? You know,
he's got at this point. Now I don't have a problem with him playing golf.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. At this point, I mean, in retirement. But I did find it funny. I saw a social media post where a mutual media friend posted that he had a golf outing, and in the picture, Hugh Freeze was in it, and I was like, oh, this is pretty typical.
Yeah. Funny. It's funny. Those will be jokes forever. Like, as long as we live, those jokes will be there. And they'll be funny every single time.
And good for Alex Golish whenever he did his opening press conference to say, I don't play golf. Like, for him to bring to him, for him to address it.
Well, he was asked. That was the first question that one media member asked him was about golf, which it seemed totally like a setup. But
yeah.
And he actually said that. He said, that feels like a setup. All right. That's not what I'm talking about today.
No.
Stephen Pearl.
You got that out of the way, by the way.
I did. I think that's funny. I wanted to get that out of the way. We're going to talk about hoops today. Stephen Pearl said yesterday at an event in Montgomery, they got one left. One left they want to add, which makes sense because they have 12 currently and you can only have 13. So we got one left. We're looking to add
12 currently with Oporum, though.
Yeah,
does that count Oporum into that one that entered the portal? I thought it opened up. I thought when you and I did the math, when Oporum entered, that left us with two.
Hold on, I'll count really quick. You may be right, but he said he's only adding one more. So, and I'm okay.
He's only adding one more, and I think when you and I did the math. Now, we ain't very good at math. You're not good at geography either, but we're definitely not good at math together.
Yes, you're right. It's 11, not 12.
And so. Yeah, with Oporum. So I think he's got. Also makes me wonder if he's saving that one for a walk on to get a scholarship later or something like that,
or a mid-year transfer. How about that?
Oh,
that happened.
Or a ghost transfer.
That won't happen. Can you imagine if we lost 20% of our basketball budget?
Ooh,
over something like that.
Yeah, wild. That would be wild. But so you got 11. I'm assuming the one is going to be the European player that we're still pushing for because they're working on clearances and getting him in, and there's red tape that they got to do. Like, I'm still a Rubovicius. Am I saying his name right? I always get his name wrong.
Mantis Rubstavicius.
Rubstavicius.
Yeah, Rubstavicius. I think I'm saying
that guy needs to realize on my show he's going to be called Rubovicius.
How about just Mantis? That's pretty easy. And it's pretty, it's easy, and it's something that is easy to pronounce and easy to remember. And like, it's not like Chris or Mark.
We gotta get him because you've got to have a shirt. It's gotta be a Praying Mantis shirt. We gotta have some sort of Praying Mantis play on words.
At AUshirts.com. That would be pretty funny.
AUshirts.com. So there's a shout out to the website.
Can you imagine what that jersey looks like? The back of that jersey?
Oh.
How many letters are in his last name? I'm going to look this up. Keep talking.
Rubstavicius. Yeah, no. He's already – Kyle's already, when it came to the shirts, I've already – I guess he's nixed me on the scumbag shirt because I got to have
– There's 12 letters in Rubstavicius.
That's not too bad.
That's pretty big.
And so now we got to have a Praying Mantis shirt.
Yeah, we'll get one of those.
All right.
That one's easy. That one's easy because I could literally just do an orange and blue Praying Mantis and – and be done with it, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So speaking of him, the NCAA, which this was kind of the whole topic of conversation. You know, when we talked about save college, how to save college sports, I think one of the things we actually talked about was five to play five.
Yeah.
Now, the window aspect of it is something that we sort of debated on.
Yep.
If it made a ton of sense, but it looks like this is going to pass. And if it does, you know, if it does, then it probably puts the kibosh on Mantis to Auburn. And the window would either start, it's 5 years from either your high school graduation or your 19th birthday, whichever one comes first.
Yeah.
So there's no high school sports in, I guess, Lithuania. You know, there's, it's not like they have regular high school sports. So it would go off of his, I don't even know if they have like a traditional like K through 12 there. I don't know how they do school. So it would go off his 19th birthday. And unfortunately, Ben, his birthday is May 6th and he will be 24. So that would pretty much put an, I mean, if the, if you interpret the rule the way they're saying, that would pretty much put an end to him, I would imagine.
So when, okay. So questions for you that you may not know the answer to. If this does pass, if it is put through, what if we sign him tomorrow? Is he grandfathered in?
That's a good question. They did say
that we are signing him tomorrow. I'm just saying if that, if it happens before the rule actually takes effect, you know.
I think that may be the only reason why Auburn hasn't 100% moved on is because maybe they're hoping they can get a final answer on, I think this kid's so good, they'll just take him for 1 year. Like if it's just a 1 year rental, I think they're totally okay with it.
Yeah.
At this point in time. So that, and that may be what they're waiting on is, okay, is there a grace period? He's on the borderline. Like, you know, can you give us a final answer type thing? Because Stevens specifically said he wanted a 2-3 combo guy that can play defense and is athletic, can shoot threes. And, like, that is literally
– that's this guy.
That's literally him to a T. So, talking about the window, are you cool with – I think I've kind of made myself okay with it. There's no waivers. There's no nothing. From 19 to 23, you got 5 years. Get her in or get out, basically. And so nobody's going to be able to come back later. It's that window's right there.
I told you I was good with it, but I would also like a – not necessarily an out, but for them to be able to make a special request happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, if a guy is I told you the example that the biggest one that I got was the, you know, the military example, you know, and you see that more and not just military, but also you've seen a couple of and this got brought to my attention. I completely forgot about this. You got a couple of guys that will get drafted baseball wise out of high school and will go play 4 or 5 years and realize, okay, I'm not going to cut it. And then they come back and they can be like a wide receiver or a slot in football. And so they'll go play football somewhere at the age of 23, 20, 24 as a freshman. And
I don't think that's going to fly anymore.
And that's the thing is I'm wondering if they will be able to get waivers, if there will be special
things. It doesn't sound like it.
You know, same thing with, I told you, military, you know, if you go, you put in your 4 years, you know, and you come, you want to go play somewhere at 22, you know, if you could be an offensive lineman, then same thing with not just that, you know, let's just say the Mormons, if they go do their, you know, their, they go out on their mission trip for 2 years right out of high school. Is that going to hurt them? Is that going to count against them?
It doesn't sound like there's any exceptions. So I would imagine that will be challenged.
And I think, well, that's, you just said it. I think that they should probably consider putting some exceptions in there because we've already seen right now the key thing to do is if you don't get your way, you just sue them and it gets held up in court and you can play while it's in court and while you're being sued, regardless of what anybody says. So I know that the NCAA, they would like to fix it and do the five and from 19 to, you know, the 5 year window at 19 or graduation. However, with the lawyers that a lot of these schools have that they will provide for the kid, they're going to be like, you know what? Don't worry about it. Because what we're going to do is we're going to have our team of lawyers just sue them so you can play while this thing holds up in court and we're not worried about it. So I think they should, because then if they go ahead and allow some exceptions, then they can say, well, we've already thought of that. We've already made exceptions on this.
Well, the problem with exceptions, Ben, you know what the problem is when you start making exceptions. It never ends.
No, it doesn't.
And then you're right back. You're right back to where you began. You know what I mean?
But we're already doing that. Like, it's already not ending with the lawsuits. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So it's one or the other. But in overall, for the most part, for 95% of college athletics, I'm okay with the 5-year window and graduation or 19.
The only thing I'd like them to revisit is potentially if you go to JUCO out of high school. That's it. That's the only thing I might want to revisit just because of the whole late bloomer aspect, grade qualification issues. That would be, and I mean, you still would have that extra year, you know, you'd still have that extra year that you can play that doesn't count against you. So, you know, that helps. But still, I would like to see, that would be the only pushback I have. For the most part, they got to do something, like draw a line in the sand and just say, you know, no, you can't play college football for 9 years with all these injury waivers and COVID years and all that stuff. Like, there's been a couple of players that are playing in like their 8th year. I think Devin Cambridge is one that's played like seven or 8 years. Like, that's crazy. It may hurt Auburn on next year's roster for basketball, but I think it's the right move. I want to talk about a guy that, you know, Auburn may pivot to, and then we'll just talk about the roster in general. Let's talk about the basketball roster in general when we get right back from this quick ad read, pay some bills with buyauburn.com.
Yes.
Be who you say you are. This thing's popping off, and you need to be a part of it if you're an Auburn business owner. And it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter if you're in Virginia or you're in Madison, Wisconsin. If you have an Auburn business, this is the cheapest advertisement that you can buy, that you can be guaranteed that this is going to be put in front of hundreds of thousands of Auburn fans every single year. So go to buyauburn.com, list your business for less than $1 a day. And then if you're an Auburn fan and you listen to this show and you got to spend money, spend it with Auburn people. buyauburn.com. Sorry.
Do you even know where Madison, Wisconsin is?
I think it's in Wisconsin.
Well, I mean, I knew you get that part.
It's right there on that big lake, isn't it? One of those big Great Lakes. I think it's right there, isn't it?
You guys are going to learn that Kyle and I love to hit Kyle with geography questions.
I know every city in Alabama, but outside of that, I'm a disaster waiting to happen. Complete disaster.
I absolutely love it, and I think it's hilarious. One more thing before we move on with the 5-5. I would like to see, if there was any exception, I'd like to see them change on the rule, because they keep saying we don't want people over the age of 25 playing. Well, instead of doing 19 or graduation, Kyle, and this would fit into your junior college thing, just say you can't play college athletics after 25.
I mean, that's one more year. That's now 6 years.
But then you do away with the whole, you know, the 19, like, then you'd allow the JUCO guy, because there are a lot of JUCO guys in football. Like, there are a lot of JUCO guys in football. Like, that's going to be the sport that probably it affects more than anybody, the 5-5, is because
I don't know. Dude, baseball's got a pile of them, too.
And baseball. Football and baseball. You don't see a lot of JUCO guys in basketball. Like, those guys will go play, even if it's Division III, it's a step up from junior college. But JUCO –
especially now with the transfer portal.
JUCO is going to affect a lot of baseball and football guys for sure. I didn't realize this, but Southern Union president was golf too. Like, a lot of their guys at Southern Union, they play one or 2 years and they go play Division I somewhere. Like, they get recruited and picked up. So if the argument I keep hearing from coaches, from NCAA, from the Jay Billises of the world, they're like, we got to quit playing these 26-year-old guys. Okay, well, then put the cutoff at 24 or 25. Just instead of doing 19 in graduation, just say, once your 25th birthday hits, you're done. End of story.
Yeah, it sounds like now it's once your 24th birthday hits, you're done.
Yeah. So
I guess unless it happens maybe like during, like if it's a baseball player and you have a late birthday, like maybe that's still okay.
Yeah, it's probably, I mean, it's the same way in high school. Like you can't fail like grades or be held back, you know, like in elementary school. So you're playing when you're 20, like they don't let you do that anymore. So, but that's the thing is that their birthday falls, if they're 19, when the school year starts, they can turn 20 and still be playing. Cause that used to be a thing, especially to, you know, as all parents do, they think their kid's going to be the next major league baseball player. So they hold them back in the first and second grade so they can be mature when they get, you know, to be seniors in high school. And so they were like, okay, we're catching on to that. So you can't play after you're 19, but if they turn 19, you know, while they're in school, it's fine. So, and I'm assuming it'll be the same way here, but, I digress. You said you want to talk about the roster.
Yes. Yes. So if this five for five thing knocks out Mantis,
yep,
it really feels like Dwayne Aristode from Arizona is going to be your number two guy that you may pivot towards.
Yeah.
And if you Google him, you're going to see that last year he only averaged right at 4 points a game at 4-2. So 3.8 points. Didn't play a ton. But this is the thing that I think is awesome. Okay. He shot 46% from three. And we're not talking about like he went like 8 of 17. Okay. He went 33s last year.
Yeah.
So in the very little 30 of 65. From three, and he's 6'8", 220. So a big kid as well that can go out, and he was only in his first year, and my God, that team was loaded.
Oh, you know what I mean?
It's not like Arizona was full of a bunch of bums and he couldn't crack the rotation.
I mean, they literally were one of the favorites to win the national championship.
Yeah, they beat we could have played that team 10 times and they would have beat us by 20, I think all 10 times. Like they were big, they were good, they could shoot. And unfortunately, hey, this young guy couldn't quite crack the starting lineup, but I think he could be perfect for what, you know, the description that Steven, you know, put out there. I need somebody, you know, he wants length. So I want somebody a little bit longer, can shoot threes and can play defense. I think this guy pretty much fits that to a T. He had 16 steals last year. He only had 3 block shots, but I mean,
he's playing out there at the three. He's not
exactly. He's not playing a position that's going to really yield a ton of blocks. So let's play hypothetical, Ben. Let's play a hypothetical. Okay. All right. Let's say Auburn adds this guy in as, you know, that 2-3. Combo 2-3 guy. How do you feel about the roster as a whole? Like, let me just go through it. You got obviously Tahad, you got Kevin Overton, you got George Kimball. That's your three guards, your 1-3-2, basically. Okay. Then you have Simon Walker, who can play two. You got Blake, who can play the one and the two. I'm kind of going from guards to the front court. You got Caleb Williams, your freshman, who's probably more of a 6'6 guy that's, you know, bouncy, can shoot. You got Thomas Dowd from Troy. Yep. You got Adam Olson from South Alabama. You got Owen Freeman, Bucky Aboye. I mean, Narcisse Noy. And then you potentially add this guy in there. I mean, you got some pretty cool lineups you can run.
Here's the thing about the kid from Arizona, is you mentioned, you know, 2-3. Kyle, for depth reasons, he can play the four.
If he got in a pinch, he could. Yeah.
If there's foul trouble or there's anything of that nature, I mean, he could play that. He just wasn't, you know, he wasn't that guy. And the thing is, on the four, he could have been extended four. So they've got it would open things up for the guards because he would want to play on the perimeter as a four. He'd want to be that guy that kind of runs that baseline who would be able to get wide open shots because their four ain't going to want to come out on him. And if the four did come out on him, that opens things up for Overton and Tahad to be able to drive and dish and kick or take it to the hole. So I love this team and
the potential for sure.
the potential. And the reason being is because we've talked about it. Hall was a scorer, you know, we had him, but not necessarily. We now have a deep threat. We have a threat like on that first Final Four run. You know, you knew when you kicked it out to Brown, like he could shoot from the logo. You knew Jared could pick it up and shoot from the logo. And not that I'm advocating for that. I'm just saying they were always a threat. So everybody had to play out on the perimeter. Like their guards had to extend. We didn't have a guy that you just thought. We thought Tahan was going to be that guy.
Yeah.
But
Overton was it, really.
Overton was it. Like Tahan, he got streaky. Are there some games that he had 25? Yes, he did hit some shots. But, you know, how many times did we see kicked out to him? He was wide open and he missed it. And
you could put, listen to this. So you're 1 through 4. And then I got another cool lineup that I'm going to share with you. You're 1 through 4 at one point, like could be Tahan, Overton, this guy we're talking about, Aristode, and then Olsen. You got three guys right there that shoot 40% from three.
Yeah.
From the 2 through 3. And then we know Tahan can. I know he had a bad year. We know Tahan can shoot in the high 30s from three. That's wild. And then this is another lineup that I was told that they're going to, once everybody kind of gets in here, they're going to really look at. You could potentially have Bucky playing the four because of how athletic he is.
Yes.
And so, like, there could be a lineup where you have 2 7-footers out there and Bucky can extend. Bucky can shoot threes. I think he shot over 30% from three. So you put Narcisse down low, and then you got Bucky playing the four, like for a super lineup.
Yes.
That'd be pretty fun to watch.
No, and that has been the
utility, man.
That this past year, just like every other league, it's going to be a copycat league because you saw the success of Michigan. You saw the success of Arizona. Like, you got to have two big guys and you got to have some shooters on the outside. And either that or just a way good point guard like Iowa had that, you know, was basically unstoppable. So there's so much potential with this lineup. And I told you the thing that I wanted to see that you kept hearing over and over, and I hate to keep comparing us to Michigan, but you kept hearing over and over from Michigan, we got 9 guys that can start. Like, I think that is the story of success. Auburn on its Final Four run had 9 guys that could start somewhere. And I think that that is the story of success in college basketball. And if you can get the guys to buy into it, where it's like, no, you're not going to get 35 minutes a game, but you're going to be in every game and possibly win every game because you're going to be able to be fresh at the end of every game. And so I like the potential of this lineup for that. So, people have asked this too, you know, because you mentioned Aristode and the limited minutes, you know, do you want that guy over, you know, Rube Stavicious? And I'm like, I'm still not totally sold on the European players that come over because I think the European guys are so fundamentally sound that that's the kind of ball that they play. And here it's organized chaos as far as the style of basketball that college basketball is compared to that. So if you said, hey, you got to pick right now, Rube Stavicious or Aristode, and I'm like, well, I've seen Aristode, and I see his numbers, and I know that he's used to playing against this type of competition. So if you said, hey, you're forced to take one, I'd probably take him right now. So yeah. I don't know that if they're not able to get Rube Stavicious, if Steven's going to be too butthurt over that if they're able to grab Aristode out of the court.
Yeah. Regardless, man, it's hard to find. It's hard to create a small ball lineup in this potential roster. So it could be some fun. We'll see how this thing closes out, and we'll see if the 5 for 5, hurts us with landing, you know, Mantis for at least 1 year, or they need to go ahead and pivot to get to Aristode. But without all that being said, Golish is not playing golf today. So
that's fantastic.
That's the headline. That is the title of this show, by the way. Golish is not playing golf today.
He's not the celebrity of the, Steven is the celebrity up there at the at Birmingham at the
which
the
I love. That's great.
It's off season. It's time. Now Steven's time to shine.
They start practicing June.
I know.
It's crazy. Guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow. It's another episode of the Afternoon Delight. We out of here. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.